Welcome to Hot Wax, a podcast of album reviews for Saturday, October 28th. I'm John Correa. The reviews you are about to hear were posted in print at gonzookanagan.com. This podcast exists because I thought you might enjoy hearing some of the music I'm talking about. So, as I've done previously, after each review, I'll play you one of my favorite songs from each album and let you decide how you feel about it for yourself. That sounds good. Let's get rolling. My first album review for today is Whitesnake's 1987 self-titled album. This is the reissue on Rhino Records, rating 3.5 stars out of 5. This is actually the 30th anniversary edition of the biggest album in the Snake's career. Available in several different configurations, the only version Sunrise Records had in stock was the 2-disc set, with the remastered album on disc 1 and a concert from that tour to support the record on disc 2. A must-have combo for Whitesnake fans. Was this album really that big a deal in its time? Yes, perhaps more so than any other, going 5 times platinum in Canada and 8 times platinum in America. The second half of an effective 1-2 punch, the first being 1984's Magnificent Slide It In, 1987, as this is commonly known, put David Coverdale's band on the map once and for all. Originally produced by Mike Stone, this is a tough, bluesy, melodic album that defined the best of the hair metal era, from the songs to the videos. The booklet in this 30th anniversary edition details the album's difficult birth, definitely a worthwhile read. Written mostly by Coverdale and guitarist John Sykes, Sykes bailed when his former bandmate Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy died. Completion of the record at Little Mountain Sound in Vancouver was hampered further when David suffered a serious sinus infection that left him unable to sing for much of 1986. That this came out at all is itself a miracle. So, the deluxe reissue. Right. The remastered version of the album sounds much the same as the original CD in my collection does. Nice, beefy rock and roll. What makes this worth having is the behind-the-scenes story in the live concert CD. The album proper was recorded by one band, Coverdale on vocals, Sykes on guitar, Neil Murray on bass, and Ainsley Dunbar on drums. By the time Whitesnake hit the road in 87 to promote the record, it was a completely different group, with Adrian Vandenberg and Vivian Campbell on guitars, Rudy Sarzo on bass, and the amazing Tommy Aldridge on drums. While I'm not big on box set anniversary reissues of any band's big albums, Pink Floyd cured me of that, this 2-disc version of Whitesnake 1987 strikes the perfect balance, a retweaked version of the original record, plus a concert from the subsequent supporting tour. I've listened to the demos and other extras on Spotify, and I'm glad I didn't pony up for the full meal deal. A cool and informative booklet completes this package, though, making it a welcome and loud addition to my CD collection. Key cuts on this set from Disc 1 include Give Me All Your Love, and from Disc 2, Crying in the Rain. Gonna play you 2 songs here today because it's a 2-disc set. Coming up from Disc 2, which is the live show, Slow and Easy. But first, perhaps one of Whitesnake's biggest singles. From the 1987 remastered 30th anniversary edition, this is Whitesnake, and Here I Go Again on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and the songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again. Here I go. Keep searching for an answer. I never seem to find.
want it easy, baby.
Faster than a bullet for the dog.
From the 30th anniversary edition of Whitesnake's 1987 self-titled album, from Disc 2, The Live Set, that was Slow and Easy, and before that we heard from Disc 1, the biggest single of Whitesnake's career, Here I Go Again, on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast. Up next, a new album from Barney Bentall, The Drifter and The Preacher. It's on the True North Records label, and I gave it 5 stars out of 5. It's been a while since I checked up on Barney, so on a whim, I purchased his new album on iTunes. He's recorded over the years with the legendary Hearts, the High Bar Gang, and the Grand Caribou Opry, as well as under his own name. While The Drifter and The Preacher has a pop rock vibe I haven't heard from him in a while, it combines elements from all of his musical styles with classic melodies to wonderful effect. He's often grappled with the tug and pull between the nomadic path of the troubadour and the predictable life of the village, Barney notes on his website, about life as a solo musician and as part of a band. Thankfully, there comes a time in your life when you feel the choices you made in the past have a purpose and that, by and large, the journey now makes sense. He's getting closer to that point of peace in his life. You can read more about the creation of this album at Barney Bentall's website, barneybentall.com. If you're familiar with Bentall's music, comparisons to Jackson Browne and Blue Rodeo are valid points of familiarity. In fact, Jim Cuddy is featured on the track Won't Change the World. Cuddy calls Barney a very poignant songwriter. His voice has a ring of authenticity, and he's easily swept up in the narrative of his songs, which is how I've always felt about Barney's music since first hearing Something to Live For in 1988. As Cuddy also noted, his records are his go-to ones when he needs some familiarity to soothe his worries. And again, I agree. Barney's songs are wonderful stories to get lost in. The Drifter and The Preacher was inspired by two pivotal figures from Bentall's past, his father-in-law and his father Howard, a preacher from Calgary. The Miner, a song he co-wrote and performs with his son Dustin, is about his father-in-law heading north to pan for gold in the Caribou region of BC. And while The Preacher is about his situation, Barney says it's not fully autobiographical. Intending to catch the spirit of rock and roll rebellion, he says that he used to think that being a preacher's kid would somehow keep him from a career in music. Then he realized he couldn't pick a better past. The Drifter and The Preacher is an intensely personal record recorded in Vancouver, full of enthralling stories and Canadianness that envelop you as Barney employs musical elements from most of the places he's been in the past, musically speaking. It's like a deep and long conversation that you never want to end. Key cuts from this record include The Miner with Dustin Bentall assisting, Won't Change the World with Jim Cuddy adding some vocals too, and this one from Barney Bentall's new album, The Drifter and The Preacher. This is Moon at the Door on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
There's a moon at the door with a box full of stars. The nights asleep on the floor in a quilt made of scars. The wind is 40 proof and the leash for your pain.
is up on the roof with a knife, cutting holes for the rain. There's a daughter of the moon at the end of the street. There's a ladder of bone to the stars at your feet. The dark is for hire and time's on. Sleep on the floor in a quilt made of scars, and flesh is the floor that everyone walks. When the moon is at your door and the stars in its box, there's a daughter.
That's Barney Bentall from his new album, The Drifter and the Preacher, and a song called Moon at the Door on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. Up next is Strip It Down from Casey James. The label is Casey James Official, and I gave it 4 stars out of 5. If the name seems familiar, James was an American Idol finalist. What may not seem familiar is the breadth and depth of the music here. Returning to his Texas blues roots with the help of producer Tom Hambridge, who also produced Buddy Guy and Foghat, it would seem that James has beaten the American Idol curse with Strip It Down. Instead of following the expectations of TV producers or the slick game plan of a major label, Casey collected 13 songs he'd written or co-written, plus a goosebump-raising rendition of Little Willie John's Need Your Love So Bad, which is a song also done by Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, by the way. He holed up in the Nashville studio with his band and hammered out the bulk of this album in just 4 days. That's how it is with the blues. Strike while the iron is hot, while the feeling is in the air. Reading the bio for the disc, when I saw the phrase American Idol finalist, my first thought was, geez, not this again. But Strip It Down is the opposite of what I expected. Far from being the turgid, overproduced pop confection, Strip is a lively blues outing powered by James' smoky vocals and his wonderfully lyrical guitar playing. This music has been a lifetime in the making for him, Casey says in the liner notes. If you listen close enough, you can hear his heartbeat, the thing that keeps him alive. This album has been a healing process for him. To share his heart and passion with the world in an honest way is the best feeling ever. That honesty is evident as you listen and feel this album. Cool songs, Tom Hambridge's sure-footed and spacious production and drumming, plus cool treats like the duet with Delbert McClinton on Bulletproof, make Strip It Down one hell of a delightful surprise. Key cuts on this album include Bulletproof, Stupid Crazy with Bonnie Bishop, and this one. From Strip It Down, this is Casey James and Need Your Love So Bad on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
I need someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. And when the light begins and I'm at an end, it's when I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up, well, and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low, it's time to go. That's when I need your love so bad. So why don't you give it up? Yeah, bring it home to me. Write it on a piece of paper, baby, so that it can be read to me. Well, tell me that you love me and stop driving me mad. Yeah, because I need your love so bad. Talk to me at night. I don't want you to worry, babe. I know we can make everything alright. Listen to my plea, babe. Bring it home to me.
From his new album, Strip It Down, that's Casey James and Need Your Love So Bad on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast. Up next, a blues man from Hamilton, Ontario, Andre Bisson. His new album is Break. It's an independent release, and I gave it 4 stars out of 5. Bisson's music is a wonderful blend of Motown, blues, big band, gospel, and R&B, and that's never been more evident than it is on Break, his 7th and latest album. Arranged and produced by Bisson, cool is just the right word to describe this new adventure. Bisson gets around. He's had 6 international tours and is open for the likes of Colin James, Jimmy Vaughan, Robin Ford, and former Bare Naked Ladies frontman Stephen Page. He put Break together with some stellar help from Jesse O'Brien on keys of the Colin James Band, Jason Logue from Aretha Franklin and the Temptations, and Rob Somerville, also of the Temptations, the Four Tops, and Paul Anka, making this a full and balanced record. From the lively horn charts to orchestrations, Bisson's singing, and delectable guitar work, this is a pretty easy disc to enjoy. One of the standout cuts on Break is a totally reimagined version of the Beatles classic Eleanor Rigby. Far from the dour ballad with cellos, Bisson has turned it into an upbeat slice of funk that really works. Gotta wonder if McCartney's heard this and what he thinks of it. I imagine he'd be pretty knocked out. All in all, this is a pretty fluid album, never staying in one spot for too long in terms of style or tempo, ending in the ballad Nothing at All that just features Andre's voice, an acoustic guitar, and a cello. Andre Bisson came out of the Applied Music program at Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, and has used his lessons well in constructing what is turning out to be an impressive musical career. As a singer, his delivery is emotional but not histrionic or overwrought. As a guitarist, he's soulful and exacting, and as a producer-arranger, his sense of balance and dynamics is near perfect. Break is a very enjoyable jazz, pop, soul, blues fusion that I'm sure you'll find just as much fun to listen to as I do. Key cuts on this one include Eleanor Rigby, I Got It Right, Nothing at All, and this song. From his new album Break, this is Andre Bisson in The Last Sandwich in Hungry Town on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Work, work, God gave us advice of a cloud of mind. Sure sounds good in theory, but the ideal fade with time. Turning heads to open doors, expires on the shelf. And all that just don't mean a thing if you don't respect yourself.
Sugar looking, chewing.
That's Andre Bisson from his new album Break and the song The Last Sandwich in Hungrytown on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. Up next for you, I have Jack DeKaiser's latest record, The Best Of, Volume 1. It's on the Blue Star label, and I gave it 5 stars plus out of 5. 16 of the best cuts from one of Canada's true blues superstars. What's not to love? I've heard some of DeKaiser's stuff over the years, but this collection, covering 1985 to 2009, really knocks me out. As the Edmonton Journal says, blues bands would kill to sound as good as this crew. The simple packaging for the best of includes an essay from Jack that offers a brief description of each song, and he notes that these are 16 of what he considers his best tracks, spanning 24 years of recordings condensed into 70-plus minutes of blues, rock and soul, good times. DeKaiser's guitar playing is what will catch your attention first, a combination of Stevie Ray Vaughan's fierceness with a Keith Richards taste for memorable licks that just somehow makes your heart beat stronger. As a singer, his voice is solid, well-suited, and comfortable for this kind of material. There have been many musicians in his band over the years, but as he has an ear for good songs and tasty arrangements, Jack also displays unerring judgment in picking just the right players to be at his side. The Best of Jack DeKaiser does what any self-respecting greatest hits compilation does, gather some of his best materials to hopefully foster interest in his back catalog. Though I consider myself a blues fan, I'm poorly informed when it comes to DeKaiser's music. The Best of has been grabbing me by the collar all afternoon and telling me to get deeper into his stuff. These 16 tracks jump, swing, wail, and get down, and though they come from several different records, they hang together as a singular expression of Jack's talent and impeccable musicianship. The playing on this disc is intense, and DeKaiser's soloing is inspiring. More than once, I've looked at my own guitar against the back wall while listening to The Best Of, wishing I could make it cry and scream as Jack does his, but knowing that will take many more years of practice, probably more than I have left. Still, what great music does is inspire and lift you up, and that's just what The Best Of Jack DeKaiser does. This is like Downchild meets Powder Blues, a desert island classic without a doubt. Key cuts from this release include Blue Thing, Who Let the Cat Out of the Bag, My Love Is Gone, and this one. From The Best of Jack DeKaiser Volume 1, this is Cotton Candy on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
Tastes so good. Cotton candy. What does your daddy think? Sugar on the end of a stick. Cotton candy. What does your daddy think? So good. Cotton candy. What does your daddy think? Cotton candy.
From the best of Jack DeKaiser Volume 1, that's Cotton Candy on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. The final review for today is a new album called Subway Stories by Alana Katz-Katz on the Viztone label, rating 5 stars out of 5. This is the third CD for this unusual Boston artist. She's a fiddler, a singer, a novelist, and a visual artist, but far from a dilettante that merely chooses to dabble in music. Subway Stories is a truly impressive slice of blues. No less than guitarist Ronnie Earle, one of my favorite bluesmen, calls her brilliant and soulful, and that's just what she is. Alana's fiddling stems from the old-time Appalachian tradition, and that makes her blues feel even deeper. Subway Stories' album cover claims she plays blues and roots fiddle, and she wields the instrument the way most of our heroes play Stratocaster. She's joined here by producer-guitarist Barry Levinson of Canned Heat, plus Hank Van Sickle on bass, Anthony Giracci on piano, and harmonica ace Sugar Ray Norcia. As a singer, her voice is serviceable but ordinary, but oddly, that in no way takes away from the musical excellence with which these cool tracks are executed. Blues vibe aside, Subway Stories is one of the most soulful discs you'll ever hear. According to her website, Alana is a versatile improvisational musician, as comfortable performing solo on large theaters as she is being featured in 14-piece rock bands or on Boston subway platforms, where you can find her most Fridays. On the back of this album, she dedicates Subway Stories to the Killer Blues Headstone Project, which provides headstones for blues musicians lying in unmarked graves. If you'd like to learn more, go to the website, killerblues.net. Alana Katz has delivered a beautifully soulful and well-played set of songs here, most written by Katz and or Levinson, along with a sweet remake of the traditional Motherless Child and John Brown's Dream. This disc has been sitting on my desk for a bit now, and now having heard it, I only wish I'd gotten to it sooner. Subway Stories is an inspiring disc that you'll not soon forget. Key tracks on this one include Tribute to Slim Harpo, Don't Forget, Motherless Child, and this one. From the album Subway Stories, this is Alana Katz-Katz and Subway Blues on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
My mind is like a prison. every Friday.
That's the Hot Wax Album Review Podcast for Saturday, October 28th, 2017. Questions or comments, you can find me at johntherockdoctor@gmail.com. My thanks to all the great record reps, promo people, music labels, and artists that keep sending me the good stuff so I can tell you about it. To read the reviews you've just heard, you can find them at gonzookanagan.com under the name John the Rock Doctor. My real name is John Correa, and I'll see you again next weekend.